you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. And I don't know if you remembered yesterday, Marianne, and luckily we weren't on the air at the time, but, you know, we were talking about it and I said, it's Tuesday, it's the 14th, 2014, I think.
Why
I
did
said.
You say that,
I don't know,
Mark.
But luckily we were just kind of warming up. And I don't know, I guess somehow we got into the 14th, maybe because it was the 14th and 2014, I don't know. It's 2020, though.
I think it's partly because you're, like, doing things about taxes last year and 2019, and there's a lot of numbers floating around.
Well, that let me give you another excuse. Okay. My hand was cramped.
Oh, I'm sorry. How
I was signing
possibly
dozens and dozens and hundreds of thank yous.
Oh,
and so
that's a nice thing to have to do.
Yes, yeah. So, listening friend, if you gave a donation throughout 2019, you're going to be getting a newsletter maybe today or tomorrow. And it was a joy to write you little notes, and thank you for your support and just the unique way God has funded this radio ministry through so many of you. But that newsletter, embrace it, pray it over, and be thankful for this expansion that God's bringing about through the radio ministry. And more to say about that once the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, approves it, but we're getting closer.
Then we're going to talk a lot about
it. Then we're going to talk a lot about it, but you can see the whole map, the 19 frequencies all listed out, and some of the vision and goals for the days ahead. But we're very excited, and hopefully that's going to come together this month, next month, in the coming days. So
today's Prime Lifetimes in Review,
Prime
Mark.
Lifetimes in Review. It's Wednesday. It's the 15th. And if you were tuned in yesterday for Tuesday's program, we had two special guests in the studio. And I began by saying we were hoping Mike in the morning was going to return and introduce.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. But he didn't make it. But we had two staff members from CASA, which is right here located at Lincoln Square Mall. And we appreciate their heart for children, those that have been abused and violated, and the great and necessary work that they do, and the training that they have coming up a week from yesterday on the 21st right here at Lincoln Square. And you can find out more all about the unique work they do and how you can get involved at CASA, and then the number 4kids.org, CASA4kids.org, and you can sign up for that free training. It's about 20 to 30 hours to prepare you to go into homes and be an advocate for these children that really need somebody standing in the gap for them. So that was yesterday's program. Yeah. And if you tuned in on Monday, you heard us talk about Proverbs 3:6, a great verse for all of us to cling to. So those programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org. And Rob Dahlhaus from See You at Home, and they have their big One Winter Night coming up in about a month.
They're doing so much else, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great programs. So those were archived at greatnewsradio.org. Well, let's turn to B16 in our Prime Lifetimes paper. Hey, who's that good-looking guy?
A16.
Oh, A16.
Yeah.
You know, I love the B section.
Well, this is in the A section.
A section, A16 in the bottom right corner. Good-looking gentleman there.
Well, he's sitting right here.
Oh, yeah, you are. Gosh.
Sounds to me like you might have a problem with bingo.
Yes, that's right. Maybe that's why I never used to win when I played bingo.
Well,
I put it on the wrong numbers or letters.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Well, you used to play racquetball with this man.
Yeah. Yes, we were recollecting probably 20 or so years ago.
It was at least 20 years ago, and I know I never beat you. I considered myself a very good player, but I was in a different league from you.
Yeah, I used to play a lot. Yeah, you, and there are a lot of good players, but I was fortunate. And
no, you're not going to say
younger.
There are a lot of good players, but I was the best. You're
No.
Good. What are you going to say?
No, there are better players than me, for sure, and probably a lot better than me
now. Well, I hear you're pretty good.
The good old days.
Yeah.
But,
relevant to what we're talking about, but you have maintained your fitness.
Well, a few pounds. I was there the other day and thought, oh, the scale's a little heavy today. What happened?
It
was weighing heavy.
And he's still good at ping pong, I hear.
Well, but ping pong, it's all relative. Yeah. I mean, okay, but after playing some of the people that are light years ahead of me, it's like
the Togo friend.
No good.
Okay.
Yeah, Togo and many of the Chinese players and some of the American players, very good. So I don't rate on ping pong.
Well, I grew up in the Salvation Army where playing bingo was the limit of what we could do.
Oh.
We certainly couldn't hold cards. We couldn't hold dice. And we couldn't play any game that had cards or dice.
Right. I didn't realize that about that. I never went
to a movie. I couldn't even listen to radio unless it was Christian radio.
A lot of churches were like that. I didn't realize that. Well, now, we have done what we sometimes do, which we actually haven't introduced the guests.
Oh, yeah.
We've just charged ahead.
But you should be...
Flattered.
Yeah. I was going to say, you should be flattered because that's like...
We joined you right in.
Yeah, we just included you right in the mix of things. Well, there's your picture, A16. We're talking with George Bell, LMT, a licensed massage therapist. But wait, there's a lot more to your story. I think for, 30 or 40 years, 41 years, you did litigation. You were a law professor, a lawyer. Take us through a little of that journey. Obviously, you mentioned you grew up in the Salvation Army Church.
It was about his entire life except for school bands. The Salvation Army is definitely big into the word others. Mm-hmm. And on a Salvation Army uniform, you have an S and an S, which is saved to serve. Mm-hmm. They're very big about that, both words, the saved and the served. And General Booth, who founded the thing, the most famous sermon was one word, which was others.
Mm. Really? I didn't know that.
And one of our favorite songs to sing was to the Jingle Bells, which was J-O-Y, J-O-Y, that must be surely mean. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Uh-huh. And you're always taught that other people were more important with you no matter what. And so everybody I've ever grew up with has definitely been in the helping professions. My sister's a social worker. My brother was a special education teacher. My parents were both social workers. They ran a center for adult rehabilitation for Salvation Army drug, for homeless men who were either drug addicts or alcoholics. And they did that until they retired. And so I'm just used to being around people whose whole focus was never on doing anything for yourself in terms of money or goals like that, but was for doing other things for other people. So when I went to law school, my grandma said, I was going to go to hell because we never met anybody who had gone to law school.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
And so when I went to law school, I didn't know any lawyers. I didn't think I liked any lawyers. I had this idea. I should be, maybe some lawyers will be listening to this, but I had this idea that rich people could get through the eye of that needle. And things certainly changed during my period. I mean, after a few years of being a lawyer, helping poor people at Land and Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation, I realized that I really did like lawyers. I really did like law students. There was just some lawyers I didn't like.
That's right. That's true of anything.
I didn't like, and that I didn't like conflict. Hmm. And I really did like the idea of using the law to solve.
Wait, you didn't like conflict? You were going to be a lawyer. All about conflict?
Worse yet, I was a litigator.
Litigator doesn't like conflict.
Actually, it's all about solving problems.
Okay.
Resolving the conflict. It is about using the court system to get the correct result for people and to give the best result you can for your client. So my clients were always poor. They were never had to pay me. I always got a salary from Land of Lincoln or from the law school.
Oh.
So I never had to take a penny from a client because I could always pick my clients because I had thousands who wanted me because I was free.
I bet you did.
In fact, some of our listeners are thinking, he sounds like he likes to serve. I need to talk to George.
It was really a great job. I mean, it was exactly what I needed. I mean, it definitely was a huge blessing. It was what I needed because I could help people with problems they had with welfare or food stamps or Medicaid or SSI or disability. People were being evicted by a landlord who had a landlord who wasn't fulfilling their responsibilities or had problems with debt collectors or lots of people who had problems with domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And although both this is my grandma and my parents, I was going to go to hell for doing divorces. Within a year, I got into representing people in divorces. I've done thousands of clients for divorces. And
how long did you do this law?
20 years at Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation, Champaign, Decatur, Danville, Paxton, this area of Illinois.
And then what happened?
And then after 20 years, I did exactly the same sort of thing at the law school.
Oh.
They didn't have a program for people to learn actually how to practice law, but just to think like lawyers.
I see.
And so we opened up what we call a civil litigation clinic, where we opened up a poverty law firm like Land & Lincoln in the law school so that we could teach 8 law students a semester. I give them the opportunity to actually interview clients, discover facts, to draft documents, negotiate, go to court, and represent people.
How interesting.
So I did that for 21 years. I turned 66. I retired.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. Your sister who challenged you to? Need to learn Spanish.
Year, for 1 year, I continued to do some pro bono work, very little bit. But it took me a whole year to finish up my last pro bono client. And I haven't been in the courthouse in the last year and a half, and it's only a half block away.
Sure.
And I don't really miss it. I miss my clients. I miss my students. But mm-hmm. I don't miss it all, the conflict of the cases or the law, for that matter. My daughter, who's 29 now and a librarian in Bloomington for children, she said that after I retired, Dad, you have to do something. I said, well, I have no plans. She said, you should learn a language. So that very same day, I got online to a program called Duolingo. It's free. I'm now on my 859th day.
Oh, my.
I like streaks. of practicing Spanish. And I also took Spanish 101 and 102 and 103 at Parkland. And I took Spanish 122 twice at U of I. It's not that I failed it the first time. It's just that I wanted to try it again so I could learn more.
And, no habla inglés, señor.
And I've been to Mexico twice and using my Spanish at a place where the people don't speak English. I mean, it's a place called Zihuatanejo, Ixtapo.
Mm. How did you fare?
I fared as...
Muy bien.
Señorita.
You're acting like you know the language.
I'm using all my high school Spanish. I'm going to run out. I think I got a couple more words that I can use.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I just came back from a week there all by myself, and I managed to get through the week.
Sure. Very good.
So I like Spanish. To me, it is one of my big goals after retirement is to learn to speak Spanish. I actually want to be able to use it in my work. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to use it talking to people.
Speaking of your work...
My work
in retirement.
My other thing. 2 months after I retired, no plan to do it whatsoever, I joined a massage program. And I spent a year and a half getting my license as a massage therapist. I got licensed in April. And so
and
now
that's the LMT next to your name in the SAD.
Massage therapist.
That's what's in our paper.
Now, this paper, the January edition, it shows George's special at $65, valid until December 31st.
We're sorry,
George. We didn't get that change. What's your current special? And talk us through.
Well, the whole thing about massage is that just like divorce was a no-no and psychotherapy was a no-no, massage was basically a no-no back then, too. But when I was 29, and I'd been a lawyer for 3 years, my wife and I came here to Lincoln Square.
Oh.
And we went to the basement, and we saw Doug Nelson, who's the owner of Bodywork.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was then a relatively new licensed massage therapist.
Oh, yeah, but he was.
And my wife and I saw he and his wife on a Saturday afternoon in 1981. So I got my first massage, and I liked it. The whole concept of laying down on a table for an hour, being touched and relaxed and massaged in a way which is comfortable, safe, legal, everything else, and which helps your body, makes you more healthy.
Oh, alleviates stress.
I was a lawyer.
That's right. Litigating conflict.
And I had to play with some guy who beat me up in racquetball.
Sitting right here.
That's enough reason to go to get a massage.
You sent him there.
It's my fault. So I need to compensate yourself for that.
I've got a lot of massages in the last 40 years. But when I retired, I used to tell people, well, I'm not going to be able to afford massages anymore. They're expensive. One thing I'm going to have to do is get a license so I can just trade with people.
Uh-huh.
So that was the original kind of thought, but that didn't really happen. And so I did go to massage school. I love massage school. I love school. I love massage school. I love learning about it. I definitely like knowing so much more about everything that non-law related that I know now. I mean, all the stuff about the anatomy and muscles.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of a massage.
Take us through. So somebody's like, I don't know, I've never considered a massage. What are the benefits? How does it work? I'm going to walk in. I don't know you. You're a stranger. I mean, I kind of like your humor, and it sounds like you have a heart for people and you want to serve. But how does it all work? What do I do if I come in and I meet with George Bell?
Well, first of all, most likely, I'm not going to come through very much as a person because our goal in giving you a massage is to focus on you and to spend that time massaging your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of times it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There's nice music going on and you are relaxing. So most of the time it's not a communication forum. But when the client wants to speak, I speak. And I talk about myself, they talk about themselves, and so it depends on what the client wants.
Sure.
But the idea would be that this is focused solely on the client, and that I'm spending my time focusing on their needs and how trying to address their needs.
So I'm going
to
come in, and I'm like, my back kind of hurts. I have this, and then I stayed fully dressed. How does that all work? Just so people aren't like, what goes on here?
Well, first of all, I encourage everybody to do it and try it once.
Sure.
Now, but also, I want you to know, just like it's going to different doctors or going to different anything else, everybody's going to be different. If you go once and you have a bad experience, try somebody else.
That's good advice.
I definitely think it's true. I think if you go once and you like it a lot, you should go back to that person. But at some point, you should try somebody else, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried everybody in town.
And everybody has different style and way.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And I give a great massage. I'm not bashful.
Well, you got big hands. You look like you're strong.
I do have big hands. They're warm.
That's good that you said that. You understand the need for variety.
I do think my touch is intentional. I mean, my goal is that whenever I touch your body, it's a place that needs to be touched in a way that it needs to be touched. Mm-hmm. That is why I think so many people do return. But I think that what happens for sure is that person who has never had one before, when they come in, I'm going to talk to them, like, why are you here? Mm-hmm. Are you here because you just want relaxation, or is you have an issue? Like, most people have problems with their upper shoulders, mm-hmm. or their neck, or their lower back. Sometimes it's specific. They have something like a problem with their stomach or a problem with their leg. And if it is, we'll focus on a specific problem. Sometimes I can spend a whole hour just on the neck or half hour just on the feet. People who are really shy don't have to take off any clothes. I've done that before. I've given full hour massages to people fully clothed. That's certainly not the best massage. Because it's better if you can touch the skin. So for almost everybody, they take off as many clothes as they're comfortable with. A lot of people take off all their clothes. But even those people are totally secure and private. Any part of their body which should be private stays private. Mm-hmm. It stays covered. No one ever is going to touch it. No one's ever going to look at it. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay covered. But the parts that are uncovered so that you can touch them. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you can actually massage their leg and their feet and their hands and their glutes. And some people, a lot of people, at least half of people, keep their glutes covered too. I call it the upper lower leg and the lower back. Mm-hmm. And so you're allowed to. There's no rule against it. I mean, every massage therapist is going to say you can keep as many clothes on as you want.
All right.
Your business, Health, is it Health in Harmony?
It's not my business, but I work there.
Oh.
It's called Health in Harmony.
Okay.
It's a wonderful business. It's owned by Laura Lassiter, who's been a therapist locally for 21 years. The other person who works here who's been a therapist for 21 years is also a wonderful therapist, as is the third person who worked there who's a therapist for a long time. So they have three people with loads of experience who've been working at Health in Harmony for a long time.
Okay.
So it's a local business. It's run by the owner, this woman, with two other women. And then they have a couple other therapists, too. A part-time woman. One's another old guy like me who's part-time. So there's six or seven of us there who are therapists. There are four rooms. It's very nice. It's here in Lincoln Square. It's very nice and homey. They sell little things like aromas and things like that. The thing I love about it is that this is one of the few places in my whole experience, and I really have had thousands of massages, where they actually put warm towels on your back and they put warm heated pads on you. It's like
that's always helpful anyway.
And it's a comfortable table. They give you special attention. I put warm towels on people's back. I put warm towels on people's feet. I try to make it a special experience for them. Usually it's an hour long. Most people get 1 hour. And some therapists, places that you would know about, hear about, give you 50 minutes. But most people who are like us give the whole 60 minutes, no matter what, from beginning to end of the touching. Some people do 30 minutes. Some people do 90 minutes. I've had clients who now get two-hour massages, like every 2 weeks. So it's up to you how long. But if you don't do it once, you'll never know whether it's for you.
It says you're licensed. Who are you licensed with?
You're licensed by the State of Illinois Department of Professional Regulation.
Okay.
There are statutes out there which talk about what you can do and can't do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it really is a regulated business.
That's good.
And there are codes of ethics, and there are lots of continuing massage education requirements that you have as a licensed massage therapist. Mm-hmm.
And
you have to graduate from an approved school, go through an approved program. I think my program was like a 750-hour program.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 750 hours?
Yes, and some are 500, but
wow,
but some are more. Some are a couple thousand, I guess.
Yeah.
I've also got special training other places. I've gone to a place called Esalen out in California and got 2 week trainings on energy massage and one on the fundamentals of Esalen massage. And I definitely believe in Esalen massage. It's a different type of massage that I try to incorporate in what I do. My massage, when it first comes to my table, my 40 years, I almost always started face down, so I couldn't see the massage therapist. And they'd always start by working on my back. That's just the norm.
It's just an area that hurts a lot of people. It's neck and back.
But what I've done since starting at this place, Health in Harmony, is the owner has encouraged me to start by having people start to face up, laying on their back, so they can actually see you. And I have grown to love it. I've only been there since June, so it's 6 months or 7 months. But I've grown to love it, and I like the way I'm able to incorporate different parts of the body, starting differently and ending differently. Hmm. I just like the place. When I graduated, I didn't know what I was going to do. As a lawyer, I didn't know I was going to do, even as a massage therapist. I thought I would just go to people's houses with my table, which I will do, by the way. Hmm. If anybody wants me to come to their house, I'm going to a nursing home and give one. I went to a person in a nursing home. I have a table and bring it to people's houses. I thought that's what I would do. But one day, it just hit me, I'm going to apply at Health and Harmony, because I saw an advertisement for them saying that they were the best in Champaign County. The owner's not going to hear me like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say, I thought, that's possibly true. I said, I'm not sure that's true. I said, but what I know about them is that's possibly true. And if it's not true, it's close to being true. And so it's the only place I applied. I was really glad that they accepted me. I really like the supervision they're giving me, the training they're giving me, the encouragement they're giving me. I love the fact that they have clients who are already coming to them. I love the fact that I can bring in new clients to them. My only disappointment throughout this whole experience is that I don't have enough clients.
So do you hear that, Great News Radio listener? Look on A16 in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, and you'll see a picture of George Bell. He's a licensed massage therapist. And the phone number, 217-344-9144. Is that your number directly, or is that for Health and Harmony?
Health and Harmony.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you can find out more or talk with George at 217-344-9144. George, I'm going to put you on the spot. How about we have the second caller that calls in now gets a free one-hour massage with you?
Well, the answer is going to be yes.
Yes.
And I've been programmed my whole life to say yes, not no. The answer is yes, of course.
Okay, so the second caller right now, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, will work it out where you'll get a free one-hour massage with George Bell here at Lincoln Square.
One advantage with me, by the way, is that because I'm retired, I don't have a day job. And all I do is golf in good weather, not today, or this month, or next month. I sing in two different choirs.
Yeah, we're going to try to recruit them into the singing men, too.
And I learn Spanish, and I give massages.
All right.
So the basic part there is my schedule is so flexible, nobody can ever say they can't get into me at a time when they're available. I will work at midnight or 2 a.m. in the morning or on any day of the week. I'm going to be available at a time when you want me, if you want to see me.
All right, there you have it. Call in, 217-367-7777, or call George Bell directly at 217-344-9144, 344-9144. He's located right here in Lincoln Square, just a bit down from the Great News Radio Center. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.